Reality, social media, catfishing, and porn. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Welcome to episode 23 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Kelly Rain. Those are the varied, or I would argue, very closely tied topics that we are talking about today, inspired by one of my new favorite shows that I'm almost embarrassed to like, because I fucking hate reality television, but I am so fascinated by this new show that I have found on Netflix, and I'd really love to talk to you about it. But before we get into that, our sex worker shout out of the day, Tina Horn. Woo! The first time I saw Tina was in person, probably over a year ago now, at a kink out event, I think it was. And she was incredibly charismatic and charming, and is the host of a podcast called People Are Into That, which I will include a link to the show notes. As always, I will include all of Tina's information so you can find it. Tina is also the writer of a comic called Safe Sex, I believe. I've been following her work for a decent amount of time since I've started to see her work pop up more and more around various areas of social media. As many of you know who have been following my pornographer, I have been embracing a bit of my nerd phase lately, and I've got a nerd crush. So I will include all of the info so you can find Tina's work. I think you'll have a great fucking time, especially those who are currently pushing up their glasses. So the next bit of business, my name is Callie Rain. For those of you who I haven't met, I am a sex worker extraordinaire from the Abyssian Union. We are a religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by elevating the badass, amazing, incredible, hilarious, varied, wide, expansive, I could go on and on and on forever, the incredible work of sex workers. I am so excited that I get to highlight someone and shout someone out every episode. I am constantly looking for more and more topics just so I can shout out more and more people, because there are so many people that I want to shout out and highlight. And it's very, very exciting. So thank you for joining me on this crazy, wild journey that I am so excited and hashtag blessed and grateful to be a part of. And the super low pressure happy ask of passing the gas mask. If you have had a decent year financially, I am now hearing that some people have, due to whatever industry that you are in. A lot of us have not. It has been super stressful for a ton of sex workers like myself. As a full service sex worker, I've had quite a tough year financially. So if you are in a position where all you can give today is your attention and focus, thank you. As one of my favorite podcasts, Inner Ho Uprising, says, take care of you and yours first. And if you are able to give in any way, you can make a tax-deductible donation via our website, abyssian.org, A-B-Y-S-S-I-A-N. If you dig the work that we do, or if you just think I'm hot, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can make your tax-deductible donation on our website. All right, that's probably a good time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about catfishing and porn and social media, which I have lovingly been referring to as S&M, as I think that there are a lot of correlations between how we use social media and sadomasochism. So I'm going to get into all of that. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you in just a moment. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. My name is Kelly Rain, and before we get into the meat of today's episode, I'd like to continue a bit that I've been working on throughout the show called An Ever-Growing List of Things Less Expensive Than One-Night Strip Club House Fee. From my experience dancing in New York, that's anywhere from $60 to $260, depending on when and where you arrive. And on the list so far, we have a copy of Historical Sex Work, which is about $85, a pretty standard price for a book within academia. 1 month subscription on tryst.link. You can get a basic subscription for around $39 and a premium one for $94. An intro pair of high heels or pleasers, aka stripper shoes. Those are around $60, $65-ish. a fine dinner in Northampton, and a trip to a kick-ass sex shop where you can get Agreeable Agony vegan sex toys. I have included the link to Oh My Sensuality Shop in a previous episode. Oh dear. If you look back, you can find it. Anyway, all of these things are sort of sex worker related. The next one we have is a lap dance contribution to a sex worker or sex worker-led organization, such as Venus Cuffs. A lap dance contribution, I would say, is about $20 to $25. A general average price for a lap dance, at least in my experience in New York City, from what I hear, that hasn't gone up over much time at all, which is kind of disappointing. But anyway, if there's a sex worker online that you really dig, that you just really love what they're doing, and you just want to say hi, just send them $20, $20 or $25. It's what I've been calling a lap dance contribution. It's a way to sort of introduce yourself in a way that's not super overwhelming, and you guys can just say hey and introduce yourselves. The next one is a red umbrella tattoo, or a tattoo in the name of a sex worker superhero of yours. Those, I would say, would have to be small. You'd have to get them on the smaller end, but a lot of the red umbrella tattoos that I've seen thus far have been relatively small. And the next item I'm going to add to the ever-growing list of things less expensive than one-night strip club house fee is a pedicure for your favorite foot fetish content creative or creator. I know there haven't been a ton of manicures or pedicures going on lately due to COVID, but it seems like there are a decent amount of businesses opening up, so I'm actually not entirely sure if that's available to us yet, but I hope it will be soon. So that is the next item on my list of things, an ever-growing list of things less expensive than one-night strip club house fee is a pedicure for your favorite foot fetish content creative. And as someone who has a foot fetish myself and loves to make content in that realm, that is something that I would love and appreciate, and I would like to think that someone else that you would like to support would also appreciate it. So reach out to some of your favorite foot fetish content creatives and see if they would like a pedicure. All right, so today's episode is all about social media, aka SNM. That's actually not the definition. Sadomasochism is usually what people refer to when they talk about SNM. I just lovingly refer to it as social media because I can't help but unsee the correlations. So social media, catfishing in particular, reality television as well. A lot of this was inspired by a show that I'm almost embarrassed to like, but I really, really like it. And it's called The Circle. It is a social media competition. And it's on Netflix, and I've always hated reality television. I've never been into it. Every time someone has talked about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I've just rolled my eyes, or The Real Housewives, anything that's reality TV related. I just kind of roll my eyes, and I am not into it at all. But perhaps it was a masochistic part of me that also saw that it was a popular, I think it was like number 5 in the country at the moment. And I was like, well, like most things that gross me out and weird me out, I'll probably try it at least once. So as I was watching it, the writing is pretty funny. And a big core of what the show is about is it's a literal popularity contest. And the producers have a bunch of various contestants who participate in this popularity contest by either being themselves or choosing the identity of someone else. So a lot of people will choose their boyfriends or girlfriends or an entirely concocted personality entirely. Some people go for what they believe is the closest, most authentic version of themselves, or perhaps a heightened version of themselves. Excuse me. And something that really cracks me up is the drama of when they're all getting the results of who is the most popular in that round, and people are sitting around their televisions going like, oh God, I can't be 5 this week. I've got to be like at least top 3 or else like I'm done for. And it totally reminds me of being on OnlyFans or ManyVids or pretty much any social media site and seeing your ranking drop, because that's exactly how it fucking feels. So I totally understand and laugh at and am tickled and delighted by the hilarious reflection of the drama that social media can perpetuate and create within our lives. And full disclosure, I have gotten through most of the second season, what's available, and I'm getting through the first season now because I have this huge guilty pleasure for it. And another thing that really, really intrigues me about this whole thing is just a few days ago, I was watching a friend of mine in a production of As You Like It. And I am a huge, huge Shakespeare nerd. I've done classical theater for most of my 20s. And it's just a warm, tender spot in my heart that I don't think I'll ever get away from. But in a lot of the Shakespeare plays, characters undergo changes in drag. And when I use the term drag, I use it similarly to how RuPaul uses it, which is, if I remember correctly, you're born naked and the rest is drag. So a lot of the drag in this social media show that I'm talking about, The Circle, not entirely, but a lot of it is sort of heteronormative-ish male and female drag. And it totally reminds me of in these Shakespeare plays when people would undergo a different drag and then completely transform their identity. And that's something that social media and online work gives us the ability to do, is that with a click of a button, with a change of a photo, we can sort of become an entirely different person. So similarly to As You Like It and Twelfth Night and these other plays where people transform their identities in some huge way, there are some characters that develop interesting connections and or boundaries around what they believe is appropriate in the sense of like, oh, well, I should say this because a dude would definitely behave this way or a woman would definitely behave this way. And I think it highlights all of these weird points and boundaries in our collective consciousness where we assign these lines, and I can't help but get away from it. I find it really, really interesting and fun and fascinating. And I think reality TV in particular, similarly to wrestling, porn, any form of entertainment, I would say, it's a projection of our collective consciousness. And I'm starting to wonder if reality TV in particular speaks to how we interact socially and perhaps our social collective consciousness and how we interact with each other, as well as online, because that is a big chunk of how we interact with each other online as well, or that has been dramatically shifted this year. And another hilarious thing that I keep thinking about is, similarly to most forms of entertainment, reality TV in particular, the whole thing is a giant meta catfish, because I am assuming that these people are not real people. Perhaps they are a version of themselves, but this whole thing is warped and written and created by the producers and writers, and I don't think that's a bad thing at all. If anything, it's sort of more authentic to the core of this show. I'm fascinated by the huge meta catfish that this whole show is, and entertainment in general. And again, I don't think that's a bad thing. I just find it really interesting, and I'm super, super fascinated. So that's probably a good time to take a break. I will come back. Thanks for hanging out with me on this crazy, wild reality TV journey. I'll see you in just a sec. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today we're talking all about catfishing, specifically within social media, and when we last left our heroes, I was talking about a show that has profoundly caught my fascination. And one area in particular that I was thinking about was the fact that we have the technology and capabilities within a virtual reality and alternate reality to literally create this entire show, to literally create the every single character and persona on there. Even if we're not using VR kind of technology, just through editing alone, you can create or alter or distort the characters that you want to make. So there's something almost kind of weird and scary and terrifying about that. But at the same time, I'd also like to think that I always try to find something kind of silver lining-esque or something that's not as terrifying or post-apocalyptic about these things. But there is also something kind of beautiful about being able to create as opposed to distort. So being able to create a new version of ourselves or to alter something about ourselves that brings us closer and more aligned to who we think we are. And we're constantly doing that on social media, which is something that I think this show hilariously points out. There are points where characters are updating their statuses and adjusting their profiles and crafting their profiles to be what they want. And there's something kind of beautiful to that. So as opposed to thinking about the doom and gloom of, oh, social media is turning us all into catfishes, because that's also how I view most of the messages that I get nowadays. I kind of operate under the assumption that no one is who they say they are online. And I know that sounds really hyperbolic and kind of doom and gloom, and I don't mean for it to come off as pessimistic and horrible as that sounds. What I mean to say is that there is no such thing as real or authentic. We are constantly creating and we are constantly inventing and perhaps getting better at finding the words and images and things that feel aligned with the path that we want to play on. I think I'm going to leave it there today, because I like leaving it at a point where it's not so much doom and gloom and sadness, and more inspiring and looking towards the sky, so to speak. So thank you so much for joining me today on Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain. Thank you for the power and privilege and gift of your attention today. I hope you had a great time. I'm going to keep watching the show. Oh my God, I can't help but laugh because I can't believe I like a reality television show. I don't know who I am anymore. But you know what? Perhaps that's a beautiful thing. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.